Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Melissa, I thought of you this morning when I read this article about Farmville. Did you see this?
No,
any
I
of
did
your
not.
Wire reports?
Did not.
Just I'm going to deliver this news story. This is a bonus news story. This is the sixth thing you need to know at work today because it's going to save your job.
Uh-oh.
Melissa, okay. I'm talking directly to you.
Okay.
A guy was fired because of Farmville.
I'm not surprised because people spend so much time on that dang thing.
Now, this is a story out of Bulgaria.
And you're telling me because I'm the only one in the room that's ever
farmed.
Ever farmed.
Not real farmed.
Are you still farming it?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Your crops died in like a week, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you actually have to go back and harvest them and replant them, and I just tend to forget. So.
And for
you
what
have been harvesting eggs. You don't have time for a farm.
Right, exactly.
She right now is playing real life Uterusville.
Exactly.
She doesn't need to play Farmville.
Farmville. Who needs Farmville? We have Ovaryville.
So this is the Farmville, and every time we talk about Farmville, people send us angry emails. You don't understand.
Well, there's a lot of people on this side.
People are passionate about it, very exciting, and it's great. You know, water your crops, raise your cows, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
But perhaps you shouldn't do it at work because this story out of Bulgaria, from Plovdiv, Bulgaria, which is a place I would imagine
Metropolis.
Has a lot of real cows. Like, that just strikes me as a type of town that has, like, cows walking down the street and a lot of fields and stuff like that. A guy named Dimitar Karen, he is a city hall worker. I don't know if he's an elected official or appointed.
So he's a government worker.
How he gets a job. He's a government official.
Okay.
And he was fired because he was watering his virtual eggplants and milking virtual cows during important meetings.
During meetings.
During.
Those could get kind of boring.
Yeah.
I might start a Farmville.
I cannot understand.
I'm in a boring meeting. I get it.
Was he on his laptop in the meeting?
Well, can you get...
But just on Farmville? Or was he doing it on like his BlackBerry his iPhone or something?
People in meetings, I mean, you check your emails, you know, tweet, you text. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference?
Yep. I think the funniest thing is when people are on conference calls and they don't realize they haven't hit mute.
Oh, and they start talking.
On their end.
Yeah.
And they start talking to their administrative assistant, or they're clickety-clicking away on the keyboard, or they're like coughing or whatever it is, because mm-hmm. they think they're on mute and they're not.
I have to really do forced focus, like understand, you know, feeling sympathy for this guy just looking for a meeting distraction. Because
yeah.
if I'm in a conference call or if I'm in something like that, and I'm the guy who, you know, during the call does the occasional, yes, I do agree with that. And I am sure there are times where I've authorized transfers out of my checking account that
right.
I have no idea what. I just signed up for 30 Columbia House Record and Tape Clubs. You know, like, I mailed in my penny 100 times. Because I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And they're like, really? You sure? So you're going to buy a car and just give it to that family? No, that's not what I said. I said it sounded great. It sounded great in theory for somebody else, not necessarily
right.
for me, mm-hmm. per se. Factually, no.
Thank I can you, totally tell, too. And men, I think, are the worst at this. When you're on the phone with them,
yeah.
but they're doing something else,
mm-hmm.
and they think they're being sly.
I think it's men and women. I just think people, you're not as great of an actor as you think you are.
Right.
People know when you're not paying attention to them. You know, you can't. I have yet to meet somebody that can function with two things going on at the same time and actually pull both of them off. You know what I mean? Like, you if you've got a BlackBerry or an iPhone in your hand, people know that you were having a conversation with somebody on that via text or email while mm-hmm. you're talking to me. Mm-hmm. Because you just don't finish a sentence when you're distracted.
That's exactly so how it sounds, too.
Oh, my gosh. It totally happens. I can be on the phone. This especially happens with my brother. So he and I are talking or chatting or whatever, and it's like conversations going, going, going. Mm-hmm. And then I can tell when he sits down in front of his mm-hmm. laptop. Because all of a sudden, it's like distant. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're on speakerphone.
He's watering his eggplants. He's
Dad
harvesting his virtual
always
artichokes.
Says that. Whatever. It's like it's not even making sense in the mm-hmm. conversation.
I am going to do an experiment next week because Jessica is not going to be in Atlanta next week, so uh-huh. I can do this without waking her up. I'm going to. We'll do this during the 5:30 club. I'm just going to come in late, like 2 or 3 days, because here's the experiment.
Okay.
I am convinced that I can use the guest bathroom while on the phone and flush. And the person has no idea through a carefully...
Ew.
That's your experiment.
Carefully placed maneuver of mute, flush, swing the phone, step out, shut the door.
Oh, that's easy.
Yep. Nobody knows. I'm convinced that I can ask you a question.
Got that?
So like while I'm on the phone with you, I can say, yeah, blah, 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 you know. So, Melissa, what time are you coming to the meeting tomorrow? Hold the phone out the door, flush the door, step out, shut it behind me, and pick it back up, and then ask you to repeat your answer. You're talking.
But the fact that you called me while you were sitting on the toilet kind of disturbs me a little bit. Because you
wouldn't know. You just hit a mute button. You asked somebody like a long-winded question, hit the mute button.
But you're in the bathroom. I'm sorry, but people can tell you're in the bathroom. There's the acoustics, I'm sorry, in a tiled room is different than another room.
I don't think you know.
Yes, you do.
Because when I use the toilet, when I'm sitting, I pull a blanket over my head.
So. Almost like one of those
That's
steamers. Like one of those steamers for your face.
Stinks in there.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It's the steam that's coming out of the toilet that helps my skin.
Yeah, sick.
I tense myself.
That's sick.
What's that taste in my mouth?
The visual of
that. It's my potty snuggie.
Hey, come smell this.
Gross.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.